Meantime, mice deprived of the H3R gene were found to be less likely than wild mice to drink alcohol in the dark.
You know, again, these studies are just, you know, where's the gravy train? I want on that gravy train.
But what they have discovered is the drinking alcohol in the dark gene, which could be very, very useful. Yeah, you save a lot of energy in nightclubs.
Well, yeah, but also, you know, you can't read the label on your booze. You don't know what you're drinking.
Exactly. Well. Scottish scientists ask the public to assist in the categorization of pilot whales dialects. I think this is wonderful.
Who are they asking?
Scots. The Scots have asked the public to help them figure out the dialects of pilot whales.
Right after they figure out the dialects of the Scots.
Exactly. They can't understand a bloody word that pilot whale's saying.
That's right.
So they've asked the public to weigh in. So if you happen to be an expert on whale accents.
Pilot whale accents.
Pilot whales, boyo. Yes, and then they're going to work on Welsh rugby players afterwards, which are much harder to understand than the pilot whales. Ornithologists.
The Scots are thinking about becoming independent, you know.
I
find that quite interesting.
But they'll still be crap. I know Scotland, independent. Who will they have to whine about then?
It's true.
You need an enemy, you know? Happy Robbie Burns Day, and long may your lum reek to all you fine Scots who stuffed yourself with haggis. Ornithologists found that, contrary to what was previously believed, the erections of ostriches, bloodless. Bloodless erections.
That doesn't sound too fun.
Is that
tumescence, or is it just...
Let's look at this sentence carefully.
Yeah.
Ornithologists found that, contrary to what was previously believed, in other words, previously they believed that ostriches' erections were bloody.
Yes.
And now they believe them to be bloodless. And I think I need to know a little bit more about the experiment. It's a worrying one. Ornithologists and ostriches. And I suppose if you're a kinky ornithologist, it's got to be an ostrich before the sex is any good. You don't want to go.
Let's move on here.
You have sympathy for ornithology,
an ostrich,
don't you?
If you take an ostrich from the bottom of its neck to the top of its head, it looks like a giant skinny penis.
Have you ever taken an ostrich from the bottom of its neck to the top of its head?
I'm not going to answer that question.
We have achieved 10 o'clock, which means it's time to go back to sleep. We're going to pass the airwaves on to a magical DJ. Magical DJ.
Jacob
is coming in. What are you going to play for the folks?
Smooth jazz.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Nestor Pester?
Nestor Pester?
You don't remember Nestor?
No, I don't know Nestor.
He's a comedian, Ukrainian fellow.
I can understand why you might be confused with a Ukrainian comedian.
It's going to be a new industry in Canada.
Come on the mic and say this.
A new industry in Canada.
Yeah.
Going to take all excess pieces of wood and fish that have died out and put them on CPR rail track, CPR trains, and send them across Canada. And they asked him, what kind of industry you want to do? He says, fish and chips.
That's Ukrainian.
You know, some comedians that have been around for so long, you bring them out today, they just don't make any sense, and a lot of people want to shut them up. Like government wants to shut you up, you know? And they won't say this or that, but, you know, you have to understand it's how you construct the joke. And George Carlin, before he, you know, passed on, he had said that it's how you construct the joke. You can make fun of anyone, but it's how you construct the joke, not making any fun or defaming or any of that stuff. Anyway, so much for comedian stuff. I was just out in California learning from some people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you a bit of a comedian yourself?
Well, you know, you grow up and you have a weird childhood and you become the funny kid, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's just the way it is. You know? Actually, you know what? You want to do this? This group is going to actually come to Vancouver. Pop in, and this is Foreplay, and this is a band that consists of Bob James, Harvey Mason.
He's one of the smooth jazz.
He's definitely one of the smooth jazz
aficionados from days gone by.
I'm sorry, Bob James.
Bob James.
Nathan East. Larry Carlton, who's played on just about everybody's albums. And also Harvey Mason on drums. This kind of music was around when we were 19. And these people are still playing. And it seems that they're starting to appear here in Vancouver, because I got a thing on the internet the other day from Eventful.
Yeah.
And it says that this group, Foreplay, is going to play at Langara College. And I just flipped. I thought, wow, what a place to put it. So it's starting to penetrate our area. And I have come up to the radio station here to start playing this stuff, because I've been with this for 20 years myself, and it's a duty. It's my duty to introduce all this stuff.
It's your duty to perpetrate fusion jazz.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, it's always misconstrued, because a lot of the people who do jazz don't believe in this, but the thing is, there's about 8 different genres of jazz, so one has to let the other play without making mockery of it, because they're all in the same business, to perform, to entertain, and to make money.
Good. Well, with that, we're going to sign off for the End of the World News. This is the end of the end of the end of the world news. Thanks for coming in, Graham. I'm just going to make one little plug. Waiting for Godot has been held over at the Culch till the end of the week. It is sold out throughout its run, so they added an extra week, and it's a piece of art. It leaves you changed. I know.
Don't be humble. Adam's
I've been changed by it. So come check out Waiting for Godot up until Saturday down at the Culch. You won't see another production of this until the next one. In the meantime, thanks very much for coming in, Graham.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Jacob?
Jacob
with Smooth Jazz. Thanks for listening. This is the end of the end of the end of the world news. Goulash will be in next week. And here comes the four tats, the four plays.
Cut
here
one.
Comes four play.
Cut one,
four play. Peace out.
Very good.
From CITR 101.9, that's music from the group called 4Play. They've been around a long time, and once again, we'll go through the band members of the group 4Play. They've got at least a dozen albums out. The band consists of Bob James, Nathan East, Larry Carlton, who's also played on numerous smooth jazz artist albums, and also Harvey Mason, who's been around for probably 25, 30 years as a drummer to many groups in the smooth jazz field. Good morning to you. It's just after 10 o'clock. And you are listening to Smooth on CITR 101.9, also on Shaw Cable at the same frequency of 101.9, and on the telesystem at channel 3717. You know, if more programs are created, they'll be saying channels 9050 on the radio dial or on the telestyle. What a glorious looking day out there. It's a great day to play smooth jazz, and that's exactly what we're going to do. But also, I have to say hello to all the people who have reached the site called Meetup. Meetup is all over North America, all over the world probably, on the internet. And I established Smooth Jazz Vancouver on the Meetup site so everyone could gather there and make this music grow in our area, in Metro Vancouver. And that's what's happening slowly but surely. And I am one to come into the radio station every time they need somebody to be filled in to play this music as we introduce more and more of it. And probably most of you and a lot of you know of this music, but we can only make it grow higher and higher. So let's do that. Let's play some music, some more music, as it's called. Yes, it is called music. If you want to get a hold of Meetup, you just go to meetup.com and look up Vancouver, look up jazz. There's some other groups in the area that do their things, but we're smooth jazz exclusively. And that's what we'd like to keep it at. Here's Boney James from the album called Backbone and the title cut. Norman Brown on Smooth CITR 101.9.
Deixa encontrar minha paz. acha que é bonito demais. Se ao menos pudesse saber que eu sempre fui só de você. Você sempre foi só de mim. Eu sempre fui só de você. Você sempre foi só. Seria o amor, aquele que o mundo não vê. Amor que chegou para dar o que ninguém deu pra você. Amor que chegou para dar o que ninguém deu pra você. É você que é feito de azul, me deixa morar nesse azul e deixa encontrar minha paz. Você que é bonito demais. Se ao menos pudesse saber só de você, você sempre foi só de mim. Eu sempre fui só de você, você sempre foi só. É você que é feito de azul, me deixa morar nesse azul e deixa encontrar minha paz. Você que é bonito demais. Se ao menos pudesse saber que eu sempre fui só de você, você sempre foi só de mim. Eu sempre fui só de você. Você sempre foi só.
CITR 101.9. That is music from Sergio Mendes and the Brazil, what is it now, the 88 and the 99? Well, they want to play some more. Okay, play some more. This is Smooth on CITR. Actually the same song, I think.
É, só eu sei.
Yeah, it is the same song. Can you believe it? These are the songs of the CDs that the record companies supply radio stations now, these days. If they send it by CD, they send two or three versions of the same song. And if not, there's one that's the vocal song, the vocal version, and then right after that is followed by the same piece as an instrumental version. Anyway, that's how it goes in this business, and I'm just going to take this thing out as we speak here on the air. It's not very often I like doing this, but I'm not very familiar with some of this equipment, and it doesn't always work. It doesn't always cooperate, and it's not doing it again this week, so we're just going to continue on here. The university has to invest in the infrastructure of the broadcasting facility at the university to make it work. Let's do something here. Let's do CPU. Is that the one here? Okay. CPU. And let's play some public service announcements. We'll come back to some more of the great music on Smooth from CITR 101.9.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
We're at 8,000 feet, perishing cold, and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot. In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece, and the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
This is CITR 101.9, broadcasting and webcasting from the most beautiful campus in Canada. It's right here, the campus of University of British Columbia, CITR 101.9 on cable, on Shaw Cable 101.9. And if you're listening on TELUS, it's at 3717, way up there. Here's Basha on Smooth.
And Nigel in my head.
Okay, another faux pas here on the control board. This is not my liking, but let's just go back and play it from the beginning. How this thing jumped, I don't know. You know, you have these CD players at home. They have like 50 buttons on them, and you can't, I mean, you can work it at home. Who cares? Nobody's listening but yourself. But here they've got some CD players that have got way too many things on it, and you only need like four buttons, right? Let's do it. No, it, see, it jumped again there. Okay, let's go right now. Let's do this.
What would you say if I told you day and night you're in my head? I can only imagine how this could be like, having beside me someone like you. One thing I know, you won't see me wasting any time. It doesn't pay to be careful when my starving heart is on the line. What will you say when I ask you who would love you more than I? This could be right, and every cliché in a love song will be applying to us. Take me as I am, if not now then when. You don't want to miss the best thing in your life. What would you say if I told you day and night you're in my head? I can only imagine how this could be like, having beside me someone like you. One thing I know, you won't see me wasting any time. It doesn't pay to be careful when my starving heart is on the line. What will you say when I ask you who would love you more than I? This could be right, and every cliché in a love song will be applying to us. Take me as I am, if not now then when. You don't want to miss the best thing in your life. Yeah.
Some great music from Basha. Always great to hear from her. She is from Poland, and if you find her albums, you might find it hard to pronounce her real name, which I'm not going to try this morning, but I'm just going to tell you that I have some brand new music from Jeff Lorber. This is Galaxy on Smooth.
music from Jeff Lorber, brand new cut called Galaxy on Smooth. Got to play a group called 480 East, and they are Canadian. And as a matter of fact, there's a freeway named after the group, or the group named themselves after the freeway. 480 East on Smooth. The group is called 480 East on Smooth. And, you know, something, let's do another cut from 480 East as we just, can we cue it up there? Let's just, there we go.
These guys are from Canada.
You're listening to this music. This is CITR FM 101.9 from the campus of the University of British Columbia on the most beautiful looking Thursday we've seen in a long time. Here's Jesse Cook, Cecilia.
Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on
little bit different twist for the song Cecilia by Jesse Cook. You all know Jesse Cook. He's been to Vancouver numerous times. They seem to always call back the same artist over and over again. We're going to have to change that. We're going to change that on all kinds of music. Make Vancouver lively again. Not too hard to do. And I think a lot of the radio stations in Vancouver have got to take a different attitude towards it. Not always go by one person's thing of who's supposed to come to play in Vancouver. We all like numerous kinds of music, and we deserve to go out and see it and enjoy good social life in the city and add to it and make it grow. Anyway, this is one band that always gets called back, but it's a band that is well-loved in Vancouver, one of my favorites, because I play drums too. And I used to sit in the basement of the house and play with the headphones on and learn. I actually taught myself how to play drums just by listening. And, of course, it's Tower of Power. This is Jacob. Just a reminder that if you are the Meetup Club, meetup.com, go on there, become part of Meetup as we grow the thing. And as soon as we can make it happen, we'll bring a concert to Vancouver. How about that? Let's do something real good for everybody. Tower of Power from the 40th anniversary album, recorded live at the Fillmore Auditorium in San Francisco a couple years back. Let's see if we can fit two cuts or maybe one cut in. And, you know, there's always talk about no oil in the world today. Well, not according to Tower of Power. They'll tell you why.